Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vic Correll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Offis hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gilbreth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Wynn hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Montanez hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez juggles the ball. That's an error on Montanez. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Monday. The throw from Correll and he is safe. Monday steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Monday scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darryl Chaney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Correll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro bunts towards first. Munday scoops it up and throws to first, with Trillo covering, for the out. Correll moves to second. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Correll moves to third. Office moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Correll scores. Office moves to third. Two outs. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0 for 1 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher strikes out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chaney is 0 for 1 in the game. Chaney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales, who is chasing the ball. Chaney reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Royster, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chaney scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Correll is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to third. Two outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There go the runners. The throw from Mitterwald to Madlock. The throw back to home, and Royster is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Niekro is 0 for 0 in the game. Niekro hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilbreth is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn. Trillo reaches second base with a double. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday hits a pop-up into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn is called out on strikes. 1 out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Montanez is 0 for 2 in the game. Montanez hits a pop-up into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Chaney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Royster hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Correll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Correll is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Correll hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro strikes out. Mitterwald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Niekro out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive towards third. Royster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Office is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilbreth is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to third. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burris is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Burris strikes out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday is 0-for-3 in the game. Munday hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Correll and he is out, Gilbreth applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chaney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chaney for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Royster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Royster bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May pinch hits for Vic Correll. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Atlanta Braves, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.